Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Every Monday afternoon, we try to help you get your week sorted in terms of food and batch cooking. And I don't know about you, but I just find breakfast so dull and so boring. It just, nothing about breakfast appeals to me at all. But Chef Aoife Comerford from Glover's Alley is with me today to, try and come up, I suppose, Aoife, with some new ideas. Are you a breakfast, big breakfast fan?
Do you know what? I'd like to say I am, but just not every morning that I have a breakfast. Yeah, you know, I might be a bit cheeky.
I don't know. Just nothing for me at all. I think it's because I don't eat eggs. I just find it really boring.
Do you know what? I'm not the biggest fan of eggs myself. Do you know? I try and grab something on the way to the shop when I'm going to work.
Yeah.
But like, I eat a lot of the bread we make in work, and I'll just be eating slices.
Absolutely.
Of that.
Well, if I was in Glover's Alley, I'd be eating in there full time too. Now, you've got two different dishes with us though today.
Yeah.
We're starting with our protein muffins. Tell us about these. They look amazing.
So it's just basically if you want to kind of get up your protein. So there's 125 grams in the recipe. So that's for 12 muffins.
Okay.
So you'd have 10 and a half grams essentially of protein per muffin, which is quite a lot. And the recipe is quite easy. Do you know, you have eggs, you have your protein, your baking powders and stuff like that, bananas. You just blend that together and mix it with your dry ingredients, which is like your flour, your salt and stuff like that. And then you just combine that, and then you can add in any extra. So I've blueberries and dark chocolate chips and stuff like that.
Oh, nice.
But you could have like strawberries, blackberries, you could have white chocolate chips, whatever you wanted,
yeah.
Really.
Just, I should say actually for listeners, the recipe, the ingredients, it'll all be up on our socials here at News Talk, and I'm sure on your own, Aoife, as well, for people if they want to follow what we're doing. You have three of them here in front of me, and I'm not going to eat all three. But this one has blueberries, I assume,
yeah.
From looking at it. Yeah, what else?
It's just like I said, the bananas, a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of nutmeg and stuff like that.
It's lovely, yeah.
Just to kind of sweeten it up, because
it's
like,
not too sweet either though.
Yeah, a lot of the time when you have kind of protein foods, they feel quite heavy.
Mm.
So I just try to keep it as light as possible.
I do find that when, like, I often would take a protein shake or something in the morning,
yeah.
As an alternative. But there's all, it's really hard to get stuff that's, you know, doesn't have that taste of
yeah.
Protein off it.
Yeah, a lot of stuff tend to have kind of like a protein taste. It's almost like you can taste it in it, you know, and I find that hard as well. But I think putting in fruit and stuff like that helps break up that flavour. A bit of ice and sugar, you know, especially because if you're trying to up your protein, you're probably
yeah.
Trying to reduce your sugar at the same time.
You're using a little bit of coconut oil.
Yeah,
I see in this too, yeah.
A little bit of coconut oil, yeah. It's just a little bit healthier than kind of like your rapeseed oil or your olive oil and stuff like that. But like you could easily use like an avocado oil or something like that as well.
Okay. So. Teaspoon of cinnamon, nutmeg.
Yeah.
Yeah, I find cinnamon can be very overpowering.
Yeah, I only add a teaspoon. Do you know, my tolerance for cinnamon is as much as a gingerbread man.
Yeah.
Anything more than that and I'm like, oh God, it's like eating a Christmas candle.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's
terribly, terribly overpowering. Totally agree with you on that. If you're not, but the great thing about these is, as you said, the mix makes 12.
Yeah.
They're handy. They're done. You
yeah.
Can pick them up throughout the day.
Yeah.
You're getting loads of protein. Can you freeze them?
Yeah, you'd be able to freeze them for up to 3 months.
Okay.
So you could freeze the batter even beforehand, defrost it in the fridge and then pipe it into the molds and then bake it. Or you could freeze them after you bake them as well.
Yeah.
So you could do either.
Brilliant. If you're not a fan of the protein muffin or you want something a little bit more,
yeah.
Tell us about these.
So this is like baked oats. So a lot of people like to make the overnight kind of oats. But this is just basically a version of them where they're baked. So it's almost essentially like making a baked oat muffin. But
well,
like,
I have to say, because when you said we baked oats on the menu today, this is not how I make. Well, they definitely just don't look as good as this. You know, my overnight oats, they're nothing like this.
I wouldn't mind the ramekins, like I put it in. A lot of people put it in ramekins and stuff like that.
Yeah.
To give it a better look. But they're from like Dunnes Stores for €2. Do you know what
Perfect.
I mean? It's very simple, very easy to make. A lot of the ingredients I source from places like Lidl, places from like Tesco and stuff like that. Like the ingredients would probably cost you less than €20.
So what have we got here?
So this is like the baked oats. So one is strawberry and white chocolate and the other is blackberry and white chocolate.
Lovely. They're really good.
Yeah. So just it's just something to kind of, they're a bit bigger than the actual muffins themselves. So this would be more of a, you could have this and a banana essentially as your breakfast then and you'd be ready to go throughout the day.
There's something very filling about this.
I think it's the banana and the oats in general because you blend them down into a flour. So you just blend them yourself. You could do it via like a food processor or a hand blender. And then, like, you add in the bananas and stuff like that. And then, like, you add in your other ingredients like honey. You could add flax seeds if you wanted to. Like, you can really bulk it up with different kinds of fruits.
So you're doing about 250 grams of oats.
Yeah.
Three eggs.
Yeah.
And then whatever bits you want in your banana, your strawberries and the one I'm eating, your blueberries.
Yeah.
Or blackberries, a few other bits.
Yeah.
Load of honey, I'd say.
Yeah, load of honey. I think honey definitely lifts it a bit. I'm a pastry chef, so I definitely have a bit of a sweet tooth.
Right.
So I like my stuff really sweet.
Yeah.
But like, I think a bit of honey and stuff like that definitely adds to the mix, especially if you want to cut back on your sugar, you know.
So is the consistency of this quite porridge-like in the making?
Yeah, it's exactly like porridge. It's almost like you're making your overnight oats, you know, the way you just put it in the fridge. But you're just baking it instead. So like, some people don't like that mushy kind of texture.
Yeah.
You know, some people like just a baked kind of product where it's like an actual muffin then.
So you are actually cooking this then? It's going into the oven?
Yeah, yeah. You put it into the oven for 180 degrees for about 20 minutes. So it's not that long.
That's it, done.
Yeah, done.
Probably get a few days out of this.
Yeah, you'd get about 3 to 4 as well. And then, like I said, you could, even the same with the protein muffins, you could freeze the batter before it's baked or you could freeze it after. So
brilliant.
You could get up to 3 months out of that.
That's a big thing that we're really trying to focus on here in the programme, like just for convenience and time and handiness for everybody, is just freezing stuff, like just being able to batch cook.
Yeah, it can be difficult as well if you're walking. I even know that from walking in Glover's Alley, even as a chef. Like, I think people think I'm eating all this Michelin-starred food at home.
Yeah.
I'd be lucky to get a few chicken dippers into me after a walk. You know, it's hard. Like, I think people just assume that we're all eating caviar
It's not how I imagine what's going on during the day for lunchtime, you know?
No, like, I remember I brought a jar of Nutella into work and it was the best thing ever. Like, people were so excited.
Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. Both of these, as we said, freezeable. Recipes are currently up on our socials. They're up on X at the moment as well. Aoife, listen, thanks a million for coming in, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's Aoife Comerford there. As I said, chef with Glover's Alley, and you'll get the details all on our social media accounts.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron on News Talk.